morning to you all on this Sunday before Advent, which is also known as Christ the King Sunday. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The prayer for this Sunday of Christ the King. Eternal Father, whose Son Jesus Christ ascended to the throne of heaven, that he might rule over all things as Lord and King, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the others rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, we have made it to the end of another year C in the liturgical year. For those who have no idea what I'm on about, the church is split into a cycle of 3 years, years A, B, and C, which give us the readings during the week and on Sundays. The church year changes on the first Sunday of Advent, which is next week. So today we celebrate Christ the King, which is a festival that is only actually 100 years old in terms of being on the church calendar, and was created in 1925 by Pope Pius XI as a response to the rising nationalism and to those who were whipping up a fervour based on the hate of other people who were not like them. Sound familiar? Pope Pius XI believed that to say that Christ is king is to say that others are not. In terms of those who are in power, who are either kings or queens, or in positions of power, in terms of governments and leaders. And if people were to look to Christ as king, they wouldn't be looking to those leaders to fill in the gap. Which leads us to our gospel reading today, which is a strange one in some respects, given that we are on the cusp of Advent, where we prepare and we celebrate for God coming to earth in the form of a human. We have a reading that jars with that, because actually it's about the other end of Jesus' life. It's about his death. Having a king or queen of a land is historical. In the Bible, in 1 Samuel chapter 8, we can read how the Israelite nation no longer wanted judges to rule over them, but wanted a king to be just like the other nations around them. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 20 reads that the Israelites said, "We want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us, to go out before us, and to fight our battles." So God gives them a king. They have King Saul, who starts out okay, but ends badly. And then we have, I'm abbreviating here. Then David, who was good for the most part, and then David's son, Solomon, who again started really well, but went bad towards the end. At which point, the kingdom got split into two. And then we have a whole host of kings and queens following. Some were good, some not so good, with Zedekiah being the last. In our country, we've had kings from as early as 827, I had to do my homework here, according to Historic UK, who are the Saxon kings until we have William in 1066. Which, if you were with me while I was writing this yesterday, you would have then had the Horrible Histories monarch song to you as you were going through all these different kings, which then led to a discussion about who actually was the first king of England and who was actually recognised as such. Our country has a history of kings and queens which goes back centuries, so it's not something we're unfamiliar with. Most of us here would have had a king, a queen, and now a king reign over us, which probably doesn't actually mean a lot to most of us. The government are the ones who make the decisions that affect us, not the royal family. They have their title due to their birthright, as does Jesus. He's king because he is God's son. So the sign above his head on the cross tells us so, that he is king of the Jews. And that's the main reading, the reason why they include this reading today. The sign which says, "This is the king of the Jews," is mentioned in all four Gospels, with some of the words being slightly different. But the meaning is there for all to see. They proclaim in their mockery of him that Jesus is king as they stand around the cross, which, as one commentator pointed out, was probably the first thing that was ever written down about Jesus during his lifetime. What we have written down in the Bible was written much later, but these words, "the King of the Jews," would have been around 30-ish CE. For him, there was no coronation with robes and crowns and splendour and liturgy and church full of people watching, as we saw with King Charles III's coronation, or some of you here might remember Queen Elizabeth's in 1952. For Jesus, his coronation as king came on a cross as he was about to die. And yet, even in that, he didn't use the power that he had to save him. The power he had was evident to all those around him with the healings and the miracles that he had done. Yet Jesus refused to use that power, not to prove that who he was to those around him. But he came with a power that was much more powerful in some ways, power that brought forgiveness, peace, non-violence. And so Jesus embodies power in a radically different way than what the world would tell us power is all about. In the Colossians reading we had, the second half, from verse 15 onwards, is thought to be a hymn of praise that the early Christians used and would have known. "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or domination or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning. He's the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come and have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross." And it's verse 19, "For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." It's not that Jesus was powerless in the face of evil and lies, just that he embodied God's power in a different way. And by doing so, reveals to us what God's kingship is like. We have a king who is not power hungry, or looking for dominion over all people, or retaliation for past hurts, But we have a king who brings love and peace and truth. A king who is with us in all that we go through. Who is not in a palace or far from us, but a king who came to us. A king who lived among us. A king who we celebrate being born in just a few weeks' time. So on this Christ the King Sunday, as we look to the beginning of Advent next week, let's just pause and ponder on Jesus as King and how we respond to him as he calls us to use that radically different idea of power, of love, of peace, and of truth. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God give you grace to follow his saints in faith and hope and love. Christ our King make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with all those who you love, now and always. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Amen.